gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue Betty or something?
Yo-ho. Yo-ho. Loop-de-loop-de-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop-lo 1.3212 1.1 trillion 111 billion 101 million 11,101 error. Anxiety. Error. Error. Oh, I am so stressed out. Please return me and my crate to Kmart.
Okay, Betty. Oh, wow. Wow, Betty. Wow. So
she's been having a day here. I've been cranking. I've been tightening up her bolts.
Have you now? Does Betty have a screw loose? Is that her problem?
Yes. She had multiple screws loose.
Well, that's what Betty does. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. She's always got a screw loose here and there. So, hey, everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's episode 94 of the Joe and Anthony Show, a very gluten-free fourth for Monday, July 3rd, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
All right. Yes, a very gluten-free fourth.
Yes. Actually, the cookie I'm eating right now is gluten-free.
Is it really? See, there you go. I should just get some of those. So, but the gluten-free issues have been dealt with. And we have a lactose issue as well that we're dealing with as well. So, it's going to be an interesting fourth. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from KTBA, Tampa International Airport. You know, I did a live weather earlier this evening.
Did you?
Yes, between the toppers, about 5:30, 5:40.
Because I heard your voice.
You
and
did
I'm like,
hear
wait
it.
A minute.
Oh, yep. I popped on and I did a live weather. I said I had everything set up. I was the student. Actually, someone came in and actually cleaned the control room. It's clean in here. There's no more cobwebs.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Tell me about it. So
all
I came in and I looked.
Gone.
All the roaches, well, for now, they always come back. They always come. I mean, their housing is still set up over on Skid Row here in the back corner of the studio where old electronics go to die. So, anywho, let's get back to the weather.
Yes.
We have more soggy days ahead. What did you expect for Florida in the summer? Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy with an 81 degree Fahrenheit temperature and a humidity level of 72%, giving us a heat index of 87 degrees. The dew point is 72, and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 79, a 10% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, and it will feel like a swimming pool when you step outside.
Oh my.
On Tuesday, it's going to be humid. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 99 degrees on Tuesday. So be careful when you're out with the 4th. Drink plenty of water. Remember, alcohol is not... It does not work for a hydration. Yes, alcohol does not rehydrate. Drink water. If you're going to, by all means, drink. But if you're going to drink, have a cocktail, have a beer, then have a bottle of water, and then go and have another, make, you know, alcoholic drink, and then
and,
water. Do every
you
other.
You should probably eat something, too.
And eat, definitely eat something. Definitely. And of course, it's the 4th, so there's always something to eat. So
and you know what? When all else fails, sit down, grab your bongs or your other devices, and smoke up.
There you go. Exactly. So, where was I? Oh, for Tuesday. All right, so we're going to have a heat index. There you go, Joe. Do you feel better? We're going to have a heat index is 99 degrees. We're going to have a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon. So be cognizant of the weather when you're outside. And then later on, as we start blowing up shit overnight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 78 and 20% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. On Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 92, a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. And then overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 78, 30% chance of showers and storms before 2 in the morning. Oh, and there is a little bit of a red alert we got going on. Yes, there is a hurricane brewing off the coast of Africa. We expect to see it sometime towards the later part of next week. And that is your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty. Betty.
Thanks, Anthony.
Betty, and what was that?
Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Ooh, Betty was setting off some fireworks.
Oh, I thought there was a drive by the Chicago studio. Just watch
hey,
out.
Thanks, Betty.
Watch out, Betty. Roger is very flammable with that oil leak that we never got fixed, so be very careful. I'm sorry, Joe. Please, I'll actually restart the weather track here. There we go. We took the whole 5 minutes just to talk about my weather, so go ahead, Joe. Have some fun.
All right. Thanks, Anthony, and thanks, Betty. And remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies. And from KMDW, Chicago Midway International Airport, it is currently overcast at 76 degrees. The dew point is at 61 degrees, and the humidity is 60%. The winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is as far as your eyeballs allow. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 66. On Tuesday, Independence Day...
There goes Betty again.
Expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. On Wednesday, expect a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 79.
That will help put out all those house fires from all those fireworks.
And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting Incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Betty out.
Thanks, Betty. That was lovely.
No problem, Anthony.
Okay.
I am so stressed out.
There she goes again.
So, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, folks, and if you want to get in on the action, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yep, that's 813-327-8566.
And, of course, you're listening to us at Shyampa Radio, which is www.shyampa.info.
And if you're listening to us, like, through some other search thing and you stumbled across us, that's our web address to go find us.
Yep, and we right now it's mostly the Joe and Anthony show notes, but you know, we'll put some of the content out there eventually.
Yeah, and you know, we have, you know, we are a fully 24-hour radio station, so make sure when you go there, check the schedule. Even if you know, you listen to us and you're like, "Well, I don't want to listen to them anymore." Just look at the schedule. We carry like a couple dozen programs throughout the week. And there's some, we got some really good stuff. We got some news, we got some music, we've got a lot of different,
and you know what?
Jesus,
I just saw content. Something. We can get rid of the Michael Slate show.
Yeah, no, I have to change that. We have Cindy Sheehan. Cindy Sheehan comes on Fridays now.
I'm putting it right in that spot
instead of Michael Slate. Cause yeah, we don't, we kind of got done with that, but anyway,
yeah, so folks, we've got some problems here in the good old state of Illinois, because right now, the major credit rating agency is currently going to be giving us a junk status.
Oh my.
And what that means is it's going to be more expensive for government entities to make loans or bond issues, and that has ripple effects, into all levels of economy for cities and rural areas in the state. Get this, this state... What? Yeah. Is $15 freaking billion in debt.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I mean, that's an expensive credit card.
That is an expensive credit
card. And there's something that only the city of Chicago, I think, is paying is some $70,000 interest a day.
Wow. And you say, I see in your notes here that you say it's mostly pension debt. So so they basically, they raided the pension funds and never paid it back.
Yep. And they never, and they never properly funded them also.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yes. So it's a double whammy. Mm. But guess who gets to pay for it?
The taxpayers. Well, the taxpayers paid for it the first time around. So you get to pay for it the second time around again.
Yes. Oh, I got to keep subscribing. I am subscribed.
Are you subscribed?
Yes,
would you like to subscribe? Please insert 25 cents and press 1.
Well, I'll have to click on that later. But, folks, it's a dire situation right now because we don't know if, like, transportation's going to stay in effect.
Yeah, like, what the hell is going to happen? And they haven't even come up with a budget yet, have they?
And they're trying.
They're trying, but they've been doing special session. They've been in special session now for at least a week, hasn't it been?
Yep.
And you know that's like costing us an arm and a leg. Well, you mostly.
It's costing me
an arm and a leg. To deal with that.
And see, that's the thing though. That's on top of everything else that the city of Chicago is already doing to us.
Oh, Jesus, I know.
And Cook County.
Cook County. Oh, you're right. Which I never, you know, honestly, I never understood the concept of Cook County. Cook County and the city of Chicago really technically should just merge.
It was just supposed to be for forestry, like the forest preserves.
Yeah.
It was just supposed to manage the forest preserves. That's it.
Well, they found another way to get money.
Yeah, it's like a shadow government. That's what I call it.
Because, I mean, granted, there are unincorporated parts of...
Of Cook County. Yes.
And there are other cities and municipalities within Cook County that do not belong to Chicago. So technically,
correct.
You are correct. Cook County is not all of Chicago, but at some point, they just need
to
annex
the
entire
part.
County. Yeah. It's like 98% is Chicago.
Yeah. Exactly. So now that's on top of, if I can get my cursor to stop doing this. Cook County implemented a soda tax on July 1st that said you'd pay a penny per ounce.
Wow.
So if you had a liter of, or I think 2 liters of soda, it would have been a 67 cent tax.
That's insane.
That's a lot of money. And, you know, it may have prevented a lot of people from purchasing soda and chose something else.
Did it really?
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, you buy a bottle of soda, that's 24 ounces.
Or it's 20 ounces.
20 ounces. It's actually 20 cents. Most people won't even notice that.
Hey, do you live in a state where there's a soda tax enacted in your community? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Are you a soda tax? If you are a soda tax, you can also call us and explain your function and purpose at 813-327-8566.
Yes. So, but here's the thing, though. The Cook County soda tax is on a temporary hold.
Ah, what happened?
Well, there was a lawsuit filed, and a Cook County judge placed a hold on the tax for at least 12 days.
Okay.
So right now, but here's the thing, and I didn't link to this, but I was also seeing stories that there were places in Chicago that were collecting the tax, even though the court said to stop. Yes.
So they were still gouging customers.
Yes.
Wow.
And I think I posted a question on my personal other personal Twitter.
Ooh.
Yes.
Joe's personal Twitter.
Yes. I put something out like, where did that money go? How is that being utilized? Did they actually send it to the city to the Cook County? Or so I don't know.
They bought a Coke from the vending machine out back.
Yeah, right. That's all I got. What do you got?
I need a vacation. That's what I got. Let me tell you.
Don't we all?
Oh, I know. I have been ignoring the news. There are some news things that I've found because I've kind of tripped on them on Facebook. Because, you know, every now and then I just get frustrated and I just go on Facebook and I troll. I hate it. I hate it. I feel like a bad person sometimes. But then it's just like the world just sometimes needs a troll.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But there are so many trolls that think they're right.
No, see, I don't. And that's not my thing. Is I put things into question. Like a lot of times, if I'm reading a news story about Chicago gun violence, there's always some idiot that goes on there and makes a post that says, "Great for strictest gun laws in the nation," which technically Chicago hasn't had the strictest gun laws in almost 7-8 years now. You can own a firearm in your home in the city of Chicago now, and you can also apply and obtain a concealed carry permit in the city of Chicago as well. So there are the gun laws that everyone tries to tote are 7-8 years old. They were taken down by the lawsuit. Some dude made with the last name of McDonald. I don't know his whole story, but he wanted to own a firearm in the city of Chicago and the city prohibited it. So he sued them. His last name was McDonald, and he had sued the city of Chicago, and it had gone all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the city of Chicago cannot ban gun ownership.
Prohibitar.
No. They can make it difficult. They can make it, which they do. I will not say that they don't make it difficult, but the fact of the matter is you can do this. So, but it's just one of those things that, you know, every now and then you see that and you just have to throw that little hint of truth out there. And I usually leave it. I don't go into arguments. If anything, I'll throw that out there. I'll be like, why don't you look up blah, 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 blah. This is what it says. And then come back, you know, and then that's it.
You know
I'll
what?
Just ignore it from then on out.
I'm going to put this out there. If you're an amosexual or if you're an anti-amosexual.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're somewhere in between, give us a call. We want to hear from you. No judgments, no penis ratings, nothing like that.
No.
So give us a call.
Why don't you do me a favor, Joe?
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead, reach over, and give the wheel a pull?
All right, here we go.
All right, give it a good pull. There you go. There you go.
Yes, I forgot because this takes like a minute.
It takes a little bit of time. Well, it's all that grease that Roger put on it, you know. It's just kind of
Abilene.
Where's my cursor? All right. All right. Ooh. So our random newswheel story of the night tonight is entitled Albuquerque Television Truck Stolen While Crew Worked on a Crime Story. This comes from the AP via ABC News. While a television news crew was out gathering footage for a story about a crime in the Albuquerque downtown area, a thief drove off with the station's SUV. The Albuquerque Journal reported the story Friday about the KOB-TV truck being stolen. KOB news director said that the vehicle was recovered within a half an hour without police assistance by following the GPS tracking device that was on board. She says that the thief had fled the scene and that the SUV was locked with the keys missing. The crew was in the area reporting on recent concerns about crime and safety.
So wait, the thief had had the courtesy to lock the vehicle?
I guess, yeah, it seems that way. Go figure. Yeah, well, they were reporting on crime. Donaldson said it was ironic that KOB became victims of a crime in exactly the area they were reporting about having crimes. She says that violates the rule of never being the lead story of your own newscast.
Well, they kind of had no choice.
No, but they probably could have not left the keys in the truck running.
That's true.
And now for the news.
How's the news, Joe?
Well, I gotta say, it's pretty good.
And
I got
now,
some fun ones.
All right, hold on. Hold on. I know I gotta do something here. So give me a second. We're behind. You were repeating, and then I lost my cursor because it seems like the screen has more and more space every time I come in the studio. All right. Okay. 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 All right. Where is it? Okay. Wait, oh, it goes a couple more times. There we go.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
Now, my cats are too lazy to do this. But,
your cats are too lazy to do that.
But our friend Ben Hooper, we love you, Ben.
You do. You really, you need to send him like a fruit basket or something.
I know.
Is that all you, I think most of that's all you use is Ben Hooper. And, and Daniel. Daniel's the other one. It's like you just like stalk them. So anyway, go on. So tell us about your flushing kitties.
So a pet owner who was perplexed by the size of his high water bill eventually caught the cause on camera. It was this cute little meow meow flushing a toilet.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Kurt, on June 16th, posted a video to YouTube showing his cat, Crazy Eyes, standing on the toilet's lid and using his front paws to operate the flush lever.
Wait, the cat's name is Crazy Eyes?
Crazy Eyes.
That explains a lot. Go on.
But, wow, it's like, I can't imagine how high his water bill was, because he said it was, like, really outrageous. So finally, he just, like, had to start leaving the door closed.
Well, a toilet's usually, like 1.5 gallons per flush.
Well,
unless
I guess
it's a water saver.
Home, right. Well, I have a water saver. I think mine is like 0.4.
Which you have to flush 3 times so the turd never goes down. So you wind up spending just as much water. It's useless.
No, mine works pretty good.
Yours works pretty good. All right. Well, the low flow that Betty installed in the studio here does not work very well. Just telling you.
Well, that's because B&R Media Group couldn't afford to fetch out for the Palmer office chair, but
we can't be mean to them. They do support us in their own special way.
Yeah, but let's move on.
Oh, so we're done with the water bill. All right, hold on. All right, hold on. Cursor, there you are. Ooh, this one sounds fun. Tell me about this one.
Yes, really. Hi, Ben.
Hi, this is another one by Ben Hooper from UPI.
So, a British police department shared a photo snapped by officers seeking a suspect who attempted to hide under his bed. But guess how he hid under his bed? You know, like a normal person would. How would a normal person hide under a bed?
You would like pull like your entire body underneath the bed. You would, like, try to be as invisible as possible underneath the bed.
Well, this guy probably said, I'm invisible.
He closed his eyes. If I can't see you, you can't see me.
Exactly. But his legs and feet were sticking out into the room at his Calderdale, England home.
Wow.
A male in Calderdale who was wanted by police decided to try to hide this morning when they went to his property looking for him.
Oh, my goodness.
You will not be surprised to find out that, yes, we did find him. He will not be winning any awards for hide-and-seek champion soon.
Clearly not.
They didn't release his identity, although, you know, you can take a peek at his legs there and you might be able to figure it out. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or reveal why he was wanted by investigators. But You know, they went. So they must have had to bust in his door.
Maybe.
I'm thinking.
That's possible. That's very possible. They could have busted in his door, or maybe he just left the door open. Maybe he's just one of those people that just leaves the door open, wide open.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Well, they'll bust it out eventually. That's what happens. So. All right, let's move on to your furry critter friend here.
Yes. Now, this is from our friend Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
So,
Daniel, take a ball. Take a bow, Daniel.
You know, the picture that they used for this story was quite award-winning, I have to say.
Clearly, it shows a very annoyed squirrel, it looks like. Or a pissed-off squirrel notes. Or something, yeah.
Actually, it looks like a bewildered squirrel, but anyways.
I can tell you, though, that is not the squirrel that wandered into the electrical substation. Because that squirrel is no longer a squirrel. It became a transfer switch for a moment, and then it became just charred material. Poor squirrel. So what did the squirrel do?
Hundreds of people in Maine were left without power after a squirrel wandered into an electrical substation.
Oopsie.
Utility company Emera Maine warned motorists in the Bangor area to use caution.
Bangor.
After the now they're calling it a mischievous squirrel.
I don't think squirrels are capable of being mischievous.
Around power lines. I mean,
they crawl on things, but they just use it as a form of. They just use it. I mean, they don't know any better. They don't know that power line is charging your iPhone. All the squirrel knows is that it vibrates under their feet and they like it. And then they also know that like the drain pipes around roofs are surrounded, they have lead. They have lead and they like to eat lead. They really like to eat lead. They give many people roof leaks. Yes, they do. They ate the lead on the vent stack at
my house.
Doesn't
that poison them and kill them?
You know, one would think, and that is a question that everyone has. I've done extensive
I mean, if
searches.
It's dangerous for humans, why is it not for squirrels?
I don't know, maybe because squirrels
unless you notice less squirrels.
Unfortunately not. There's more squirrels. I think the lead makes them horny. They like reproduce like fucking cockroaches.
Wow. So, well, we don't really find out in the story about the final outcome of the squirrel. We do find out that several street lights were taken out due to the power outage, which Emera said affected a number of tree streets. Workers were dispatched to the area to attempt to restore power to the area. So, it's like, really? Squirrel? Come on.
The squirrel was severely punished in his role, trust me. The squirrel is no more.
You know, but hey, it had a look of ecstasy on its face if you go by the picture that's in our little thing.
I don't think that's the squirrel. I don't think that's the squirrel that is responsible. If you are quoting the squirrel, if the squirrel gave a quote for this story saying it was responsible, I highly doubt that squirrel is responsible for that power outage of being quoted in the story.
If you're a squirrel, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. We'd like to hear from you.
My goodness. We get all the crazies, don't we?
We sure do.
My goodness.
But hey, we're in episode 94, so
we
that's
are,
okay.
We are, aren't we? Oh, my goodness. 94 episodes old. Isn't that amazing?
We've got like a minute till our break, so
we
think we'll just kind of fluff it up
it
with
in.
Some dead
we'll
air here.
No, we don't want to fluff with dead air. We'll just fluff with
With squirrel fluff.
With squirrel fluff. Or just regular fluff. I'll pop back into the surf inspector here.
You know, I'm going to do a quick 40-second rant here, maybe even shorter, to say that folks, comments and trolling, it can be great for a minute, but after a while, it sucks the energy out of you, and sometimes you just need to take a break.
Oh, yeah, I stay away from it. I like, do
away.
Social media for, like, maybe an hour a day. I scroll through it more, but respond-wise, I don't do that much. I'll do, like, a few times, and then I'm done. I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then I'll just scroll and read the stories and go to the websites.
I've posted a few things to my Facebook, but it's becoming less, if possible. Because it's a waste of time. There's so many other things to look at, like crazy-looking squirrels.
Crazy-looking squirrels that have toasted.
And men that don't know how to hide underneath bed, which... Completely ridiculous. This guy had to be high. He had to be high.
He had to be something. He had to be something. So
and
speaking,
the cat that flushed the toilet.
That's a pretty good kitty, but that's an expensive kitty.
But that's it for my news, folks. And back
all
to
all right.
Anthony.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on-air spelled with an I, chicken exploding multipath user datagram protocol streaming experience? Well, visit chiampa.info to find out how. C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Hang tight, folks. We will be back in exactly 4 minutes.
Yay.
Yeah, there we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
When I was a kid, the closest you could get me to a fish was the aquarium. Now, thanks to McDonald's, I'm the expert. You see, most fish is not government inspected, but all McDonald's fish is U.S. government inspected grade A. And it's all prime white fillet. No fish cakes, not ground up, not mixed with other fish. It's a fillet of fish. The best-selling fish sandwich in America.
Tell them your nickname, Henry.
They call me Jaws.
Quality you can taste.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles 4 times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher.
It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long-distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague. Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Where are my priorities? What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital security was taking me. Input dynamite, hash, tag oopsie betty 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 bit tie, version 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop. D. Loop. Error. Poop. Roger. Poop. Error. Roger fucking damn you. Error. System fatal error. Ba whoop. Ba weep. Returning you to Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Alright, go ahead and cue that, Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, and, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, Today is like National Fried Clam Day, Eat Your Beans Day, Chocolate Wafer Day. Wow, Joe, stay away from the beans and chocolate. You too, Anthony. Well, anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Oh, take it away, awesome. Anthony. That's freaking awesome. I like the chocolate wafer thing. It's a shame. Yeah, right? I wish I would have. I was so busy, I didn't get a chance to read it, and I would have bought chocolate wafers. But I never really get anything. It's just coincidental.
I have goldfish and nothing.
I have a bowl of microwave popcorn, someone's leftover Thai, I think. It looks like Thai, but who knows? It's been in there for a little while. But, you know, they don't pay as much here.
I know.
Anyway, so let's get started with some Florida news here. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right. Let me open my script. Yeah, I've decided this has become the default track for Florida lifestyle. I like it. I think it fits. I think it really fits. Yeah.
It works. It works.
It really does. And it's just a nice long bit. people often equate their pets as children, so why shouldn't they also participate in the Florida lifestyle? Our first story comes from Chicago's very own WGN. At least 12 greyhound racing dogs in Florida have tested positive for cocaine, and their trainer has had his license suspended. Yeah, hold on a moment.
Giving dogs cocaine. That's wrong.
Right, exactly. Dogs. It's terrible. It is at least the second instance this year of racing greyhounds testing positive for cocaine. So it happens quite frequently. The dogs raced near Jacksonville. Florida is home to 12 of 19 dog tracks in the nation. 40 states that don't have their heads up their asses have outlawed the sport. So yeah, there are at least two or three that I know of here in Tampa. I drive past one of them all the time. Although supporters of giving dogs coke? What the fuck? Say that the dogs are treated well, but have a bad coke habit. They're really thin too. The industry faces intense scrutiny. Records show that Florida's greyhound industry has had 62 cocaine positive tests since 2008.
Wow.
62 in less than 10
That's
years.
A lot.
Yes, 62 in 9 years. The Associated Press could not locate a phone number or email address for the owner of the greyhounds, but he told the TV station they had lost his job as a greyhound trainer. No shit, Sherlock. The agency has scheduled a formal hearing on his case in August. Regulators don't typically investigate how the dogs got cocaine in their systems, and it is unclear in the latest case of how that happened. But officials say the most likely scenarios are someone trying to fix races or the trainer using the drug and the dogs coming in and coming in contact with it by the accident. So either the trainer is a cokehead and let the dogs get to the coke, or they're just giving the dogs the coke.
Wow.
That's the Florida lifestyle. One of the dogs is in the latest case tested positive 6 times, including during a race where it had finished first. The records show that the dog had cocaine poop in its system for 2 of its best races. Did you put poop in there? Was that your doing? I'm like, I edited this thing pretty quickly today because I kept calling the studio this morning and nobody was answering. Nobody would take Belinda. Who the fuck knows where Belinda went?
I think she was out looking for the teletype paper that she needed. So she got on the train and she got stuck in a loop. See, we still get news by teletype in our office.
Nobody answers the telephone around here. I'm like, someone please pick up 3 news stories for me. I really don't have the time today, and nobody. Betty's off doing whatever the hell Betty's doing. I don't know. She was here momentarily morning.
I actually heard rumors that they're getting just a payphone in the studios, and they're getting rid of all the other phones.
Great. Great. So we'll,
then you won't be able to call in on this payphone.
No, please, no, no. We'll have to get a cheap cell phone. All right, let's move on. Wow, we actually finished out that track, believe it or not.
Beautiful.
It's a 4-minute track. Our next story comes from WFTS Action Bay News Tampa Bay and tells us about, well, something that can only happen in Florida. The Villages is a sprawling community south of Ocala and has more than 150,000 residents and is touted as America's premier active adult retirement community and is a steady source of news for many of my crazy Florida news stories.
Yes, it is.
Deputies with the Sumter County Sheriff's Office told WKMG-TV that drugs, including heroin and methamphetamine... Wait, where did I go? Something happened. Oh, I'm missing a whole paragraph. All right. So, there was a raid. I do remember that. So, okay. So here, let's try this again. So, it is a steady source of news for my crazy Florida news. A SWAT team came to the Villages. Yes, they went to the Villages. It was at the end of June sometime. The SWAT team busted in the door. There we go.
Wait, there's a door into the Village? Oh my. Is this like a walled village?
Yes. Yeah, it should be. It really should be. Anyway, so they busted down the damn door and they had a warrant. All right. I do know that much. The deputies with the Sumter County Sheriff's Office told WKMG-TV that drugs, including heroin and methamphetamine, were in plain sight inside the house and that various golf cart parts were found in the attic. The Villages News reported that the home was owned by an older man with health issues and has been known as a troubled property among other residents. Ooh, that's not... You're not fitting into the Stepford Wives.
Troubled property.
The website reported that the owner's niece had moved into the home, bringing with her other individuals who were said to be engaged in illicit activity.
Ooh.
Yes, 5 people were arrested and identified as 38-year-old William, 43-year-old Kathleen, 45-year-old Charlotte, 53-year-old Kenneth, and 63-year-old Michael. None of them a retired person, according to police reports.
God.
All right.
That's the Florida lifestyle.
That's the
Florida
lifestyle.
You, folks.
Yeah.
Gets you roped in.
Talking about roping something in.
Sexy.
So this actually is not a Florida Naked News story. I'm having a hard time finding them. They come and they go, no pun intended. And when they show up, I generally try to I flag all of them and keep them. But I went through my stock last time. So okay. I'm out of Florida Naked News. The 4th of July is tomorrow. So I am sure there will be a plethora of Florida Naked News for the next news story, I hope. Or at least for me to hold on to for enough to last us a few weeks.
Nice.
So with no ado, or any more ado, finally, our Naked Florida News story of the night comes from ABC Action News WFTS Tampa Bay. Deputy Donut at the Flagler County Sheriff's Office is asking for help to identify a serial pantyhoser.
Ooh,
that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Someone is a serial pantyhoser.
What does that mean?
I will explain. The Sheriff's Office said it received a call about a cross-dressing man tying pantyhose to vehicles in a Home Depot parking lot. Yes, a man dressed as a woman was going around tying pantyhose to cars in the Home Depot parking lot.
On the antennas? On the car antennas?
On the car. So maybe the door handle, maybe the antenna, maybe the windshield wiper. Who knows? Just, I guess, anything you can tie it to. But either which way, there was pantyhose being tied to other people's cars. Several people.
Par vous velance.
This appears to be more than just a one-time prank. A few days ago, deputies received an anonymous complaint about a man tying pantyhose to vehicles owned by employees at a nearby Hooligans restaurant.
Ooh, Hooligans.
Hooligans. I haven't been to a Hooligans in forever.
Me neither.
Yeah, I know, right? According to WJXT-TV, authorities do not know if the man lives in Flagler County or if it's just someone traveling through the area in hot shorts, a sensible tank top, and fabulous flats. Oh, but we do get that.
Yes.
Yes. Sheriff Donut, or actually I probably should have called him Sheriff Croissant, is hoping someone recognizes the man and said that he needs to identify the man before his pantyhosing escapades escalate into a more serious crime. I'm not exactly sure what that more serious crime would be of pantyhosing.
If you happen to be the cross-dressing pantyhoser...
Are you the cross-dressing pantyhoser?
You are more than welcome to give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
If you suffer from a mental disorder that makes you think that you might be the cross-dresser pantyhoser, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. So, and that's if I can find the cart, where's the button? And that is it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that.
Bitches.
Hold on. Here it comes.
Oh boy.
Woohoo.
Oh boy, Betty.
The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Hey, Anthony, it's time for Two for Monday.
I want tacos.
Fireworks, because guess what? That's what happens usually around this time. But I got to tell you something. In my neighborhood,
yes,
I've heard zero.
Oh, I'm hearing
fireworks.
I'm hearing them outside the studio right now. That are their gunshots. Because you know we are the studio isn't in the best of neighborhoods because the rent is kind of cheap. So you hear gunshots sometimes.
Did you get a new donut shop though next door? I thought I saw a new donut shop going in.
It was a couple strip malls further down.
Okay.
There might be a new donut shop coming in. Yes, and there's a car wash opening up across the street somewhere. So I don't know.
What's up, speaking of donuts? What's up with Chris Christie?
What is up with Chris Christie?
What's up with that fat fuck?
Well, aren't we going to do the two for Monday first?
Well, fiddlestick enhancement procedures. I kind of figured we could skip it and just go right to Chris Christie.
Okay. Fair enough. Yes. So apparently, Chris Christie has, and I don't like to always talk about politics, but sometimes you just have to.
Yeah, you just have to, though, because this is just...
This is ridiculous. Apparently, from what I've been reading, is he either had a hand directly in shutting down all non-essential services in New Jersey, or his actions resulted in such, but either which way, you know, the beaches, the forest preserves, all that shit in New Jersey has been shut down until further notice, until the budget gets sorted out. So, of course, the beach is closed, and we get, you know, sometimes you gotta love the media. We get the picture of Chris Christie and his family hanging out on the closed beach. And it's like, really? Really? So, and then I think somebody questioned his, I guess there's a property, like a governor's mansion or something on the beach or something.
Right,
and somebody questioned that. And he's like, well, you run for governor and then you can live there.
Well, and here's the thing, though. Chris Christie doesn't care anymore because there's
term limits.
He can't run anymore for governor.
Oh, he can't? I didn't know he couldn't run it. Okay, thank God they have term limits. I think Florida has term limits as well, so Rick Scott will be
done.
Out soon.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But, see, this means also that you kind of screwed your chances for being... Well, maybe not, though. You know what? I guess anyone can be president these days.
Apparently, anyone can be president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what happens.
I have zero desire to be a president.
You don't want to be a president?
Nope.
I don't want to be a president either.
Nope.
Well,
nope.
I might not mind being a president of the Itty Bitty Titty Society, or you know, like the Chocolate Eaters Contest Society.
Ooh, or the hot dog,
or the hot dog cart.
Stuffing your mouth with hot dog society.
There you go.
Right.
Or the Taco Society.
So, hashtag outrage over the Orbital KFC sandwich.
Okay, so, I think I shared this in my crazy news story, like, a couple weeks ago. It was on the wheel. And KFC is sending up, or they have sent up, now it has officially happened, they have sent up this bucket.
Fully cooked sandwiches?
Just one fully cooked sandwich. And it looks beautiful, so you know it was not done to nobody. It's on this, it looks like it's on this balloon. It's like on a weather balloon. And it's going to go fly up. It's not going to actually reach outer space. It's going to hit like the stratosphere or something. But it's going to get close. It's going to get really close. And it's a research vessel. There's other research instruments attached to this thing. Thank goodness. Thank goodness it was not a marketing stunt. But also KFC is sending up a bucket or that looks like a bucket with a glass dome on it. And the sandwich is inside this glass dome. Like it's an astronaut type of it. It's ridiculous. You know what? I have to find it and post it.
There is so much junk in outer space already as it is, and they go and send this shit up.
Sure, why not? Let's just send a goddamn chicken sandwich up into fucking outer space. You know what? Why not? Oh, it is into the stratosphere.
I don't know if it's in a vacuum.
Well, it is now.
If it isn't. It's Well, yeah, I suppose they wouldn't put a life support system for the sandwich.
No, but it looks like they do have a life support system in for the sandwich. I'm like, seriously? Really, people? What the hell? You people are freaking ridiculous. All this money that you spent doing this could have done so many other things.
You know? Maybe there's a secret rich people hotel up there.
There might be, because I don't look. I don't know what's up there.
And this is a delivery test method.
Awfully complicated delivery test method. Complicated delivery test method.
If it gets it there quicklier.
Quicklier, yeah, I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what else is going on in the news of plethora?
All right, let me see. Hold on. I'm posting this thing to our Facebook page right now.
Hashtag hash browns.
Hashtag hash browns. Oh, who doesn't love hash browns?
You know what, though? I got to say, I've kind of stopped going to, what was the favorite place?
Denny's?
It was a diner. No, it was a diner on State Street. Beef and Brandy. Yeah, the quality kind of is taking a hit.
Wow. But probably because it's gotten so damn expensive.
True. But, Johnny Snack Shop on Halstead, man, they've picked up the slack.
Well, there you go.
You want to talk about hash browns? They're freaking delicious.
There you go. Johnny's Shake Shack over on
Snack Shop. Whatever.
Where is it over on? Where is it on?
It's basically Halstead and Randolph-ish.
There you go.
So people looking stupid while smoking weed.
Have you noticed that phenomenon?
I know, because I don't hang out with people.
No, but you see, I follow a lot of cannabis-related and weed-related things on Facebook. And with that, you get these idiots that, do these ridiculous amount of, weed. They're, smoking, a ridiculous amount of weed in one time. And they just look stupid, and it looks irresponsible, and it looks bad.
And it makes it look as if, a huge cloud has overtaken their entire lives.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I hate that shit.
You know what? I don't do it. More power to them. Whatever.
I think it just makes the rest of the responsible weed-smoking community look bad.
Yeah, but you have to wonder these days, too, though, with the way algorithms work with Facebook and Twitter and all these different social medias. You won't find that stuff unless you're really looking for it.
Maybe.
You know? Or unless you have a bunch of friends that are all into it. I've noticed that. It's it's so separate.
Very possible.
Yeah, it's crazy, folks. Social media is crazy.
It is crazy.
And apparently it's become the number one news source for a lot of people.
Mm.
Especially
in the
United States, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that in its own right is scary. Mm-hmm. But these days, You know, I look at all the news sources when I choose to do these things. Mm-hmm.
Do the number 8 bump soon.
The number 8 bump.
Yeah, because we're about ready to go to the ugly lights.
Ooh, what's the number 8 bump? I forget.
Well, no, not the bump. I'm sorry, just bullet number 8.
Oh, are you a crazy knife wielding psychopath? Are you? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566 and tell us all about yourself. And because we enjoy talking about the weather so much, go ahead and tell us where your thermostat is at. But just work the blood off it, okay?
Yeah, that's Thank a good you. Idea. Yeah. So it looks like the ugly lights are coming on.
Oh, boy.
The station manager is giving me a dirty look because I'm eating. I mean, they cleaned and I'm eating. I made a slob in the fucking studio. I got wings over here. Listen, I've got a burger over there. There's grease all over that. The grease makes the control mixers work better. It keeps them smooth. This board has never felt so smooth. I mean, seriously. So...
Wiki, wick,
wack. Yep. So thanks for listening tonight, listening on our recast, yes, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes, and thank you everyone for tuning into the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Do you have nothing to do on weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science stuff and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. And a few other things I've sourced here and there off the internet. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And even if you are doing things, you can put it on in the background. Because there's a lot of good stuff that you can listen to in the background with it.
Yes.
That I've noticed. I've been doing that while I've been kind of like studying and stuff. Yes. So it's been a pretty good thing.
Good.
So, and now you can also make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Pity. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org, fuck you, and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And I'm not going to say that.
I forgot who typed that.
I didn't type that. I think you typed that. Someone typed it. Or Betty typed it. But Betty, if Betty put that in there, I'm still not going to say it.
Maybe Roger put that in there.
Yeah, maybe. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gilt dusts off the most obscure music and combines Toppers. It with his own brand, Toppers, of comedy to make your ride home even more enjoyable.
Wow. So much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media because they're boring. Oh, and hey, speaking of media, be sure to tune into our 24-hour internet radio station, Cheyenne Radio, anytime on your mobile, your tablet, your Celica phone. Visit us on your browser at www.cheyenne.info. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the show, Joe and Anthony show notes there. And then also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cheyenne Radio and at Twitter at Cheyenne Radio. banter. Continuing banter.
Yeah, thanks everyone
banter.
For tuning in tonight. It's been fun. It's been exciting. It's been different. I'm going to try to find the thing here, but I know we're about ready to end. Come on. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.cheyenne.info. Remember, folks, flushing a squirrel down your toilet will give you a high water bill and a blackout if you're giving your greyhounds coke while running a golf cart chop shop in your pantyhose in the parking lot of a Home Depot. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q for Quebec. Wait, shouldn't that be queer?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Remember, don't stick your USB cord in unfamiliar places. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. By Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne Radio.
I write queer pop music. That's what I like to call it. And it's just inspired by...